This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has approved 4 new semiconductor projects in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Aaj 4 semiconductor projects approved hue hain, 2 Odisha mein, 1 Punjab mein aur 1 Andhra.
4594 crore rupees ke investment se
2022 mein jab semiconductor mission launch hua, mane pradhanmantri ji ka doordarshi netritva hai jiske tahat unhone ek long term strategy ke tahat kaam chalu kiya aur complete ecosystem pe dhyan dene ka pradhanmantri ji ka hamesha margdarshan raha. To ab complete ecosystem design, wafer, wafer fabrication, packaging, manufacturing of components, assembly testing, final production, har cheez pe electronics ke har sector pe har dimension pe kaam chal raha hai.
Mr. Vaishnav said electronics manufacturing has witnessed rapid strides in the last 11 years with 6 times growth and export has increased by 8 times. He said numbers of mobile manufacturing units have reached over 300 from 2 in the last 11 years.
मोबाइल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग यूनिट जहां 2 थे 11 वर्ष पहले, आज 300 से अधिक मोबाइल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग यूनिट्स भारत में हैं और बढ़ते जा रहे हैं. उनका इकोसिस्टम बढ़ रहा है, उनके डिफरेंट कंपोनेंट अलग अलग जगह पे मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो रहा है, तो उसका ओवरऑल एक बहुत अच्छा देश भर में इकोसिस्टम बन रहा है. मोबाइल का प्रोडक्शन 28 गुने बढ़ा है, अब 5.5 लाख करोड़ का मोबाइल का प्रोडक्शन भारत होने लगा है. मोबाइल फोन का एक्सपोर्ट 127 गुना बढ़ा है, 2 लाख करोड़ क्रॉस कर चुका है.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has approved the Lucknow Metro Phase 1B between Charbagh and Vasant Kunj with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. He said over 10 million students are learning STEM concepts through hands-on activities in Atal Tinkering Labs, expressing his joy at connecting virtually with more than 300 shining stars from 64 countries during the 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics. Mr. Modi said, India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit. Mentioning that India was the first to successfully land near the moon's south pole, Mr. Modi said that the country has also set its sights on the sun with Aditya L1 Solar Observatory.
We were the first to successfully land near the moon's south pole. We have also set our sights on the sun with the Aditya L1 Solar Observatory. It keeps an eye on solar flares, storms and the sun's mood swings.
Parliament has passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025, with the approval of the Rajya Sabha. The National Sports Governance Bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 seeks to amend the National Anti-Doping Act 2022. The Lok Sabha has passed the Indian Ports Bill 2025. The bill seeks to consolidate the law relating to ports, promote integrated port development, facilitate ease of doing business, and ensure optimum utilization of India's coastline. The lower house has also passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025. India reaffirmed its commitment to a free, open and rules-based maritime order grounded in international law and principles of UN clause during a high-level UN Security Council debate on maritime security in New York. Representing India, MEA Secretary West Tanmay Lal highlighted India's Mahasagar vision, emphasizing the strategic importance of sea routes for trade, energy and communication. And India's Namrata Batra scripted history by winning India's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in Chengdu, China. She clinched silver after losing to local favorite Meng Shi Chen 0-2 in the gold medal match of women's 52 kg category this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.